So again, I think guilty is an important part of why that competitive advantage remains today in the hands of a foreign-based multinational as opposed to a U.S.-based multinational. Other issues that come up, and again, they get a little more stark, when a U.S. Corporate inclusion shareholder, that's a direct 958A shareholder, sells the stock of a CFC. Now, we know we've got a participation exemption, right? So gain on the sale of stock to the extent that it's treated as 1248 gain is going to be eligible generally for the 245 Cap A dividends received deduction. Now, under old law, if that U.S. multinational sold stock in a CFC and there was a 338 election, then chances are that that 338 election did not result in any subpart F income. Subpart F income doesn't include gain from the sale of assets used in the active conduct of a trade or business. So when we negotiate a lot of these M&A agreements, if you're on the sell side, a company like a U.S.-based multinational selling a CFC, and there was a 338 election, there might be some foreign tax credit impact depending upon the amount of the gain, the basketing, the earnings that were generated from the deemed sale gain. Again, it was sort of an it depends set of consequences. Now, I think the consequences are clearer in that on the sell side, that 338 election is almost assuredly going to generate guilty at some level for the U.S. seller. Now, guilty may be better depending upon the basis numbers in the stock and in the assets. Guilty may well be better than just having U.S.-based capital gain capped at taxed at a 21% rate. But there's no question. On the buy side, subject to the excellent panel that we just heard a moment ago on what the basis step-up can mean for foreign tax credit purposes, but on the buy side, U.S.-based multinational acquiring a CFC target making a 338 election, that U.S.-based buyer is going to get typically an immediate benefit in the sense that they're going to generate amortization deductions that are going to reduce the guilty inclusion. So again, there's a lot of moving pieces here as far as the calculations and the computations, but please.
Right. If you're representing a buyer, I would say that the responsibilities that you have now versus before TCJA have greatly increased, because you're not just inheriting the attributes that we've discussed previously. You have to model to determine if you're not guilty before the transaction, are you subject to the guilty after the transaction with the additional tested income and also the Q-buy. So there's a lot more modeling that goes into place. On the transactional side, there's also a lot more risk in when you're reviewing the PSAs and when you're negotiating with counterparties. You need to get in very early. If you're a buyer, you're probably bird-dogging the tax department of the seller to the extent you can to get some of this information, because the implications could be huge. So there might be more tax reps. There might be more tax post-closing adjustments. So with the addition of guilty, there's a lot of implications that we need to track that we didn't have to track before, and that also carries into the PSAs that we negotiate and draft.
In the draft, should the seller have any control over the buyers making the 338 election? Has that changed with the advent of guilty?
I think, if anything, you're more focused on it on the sell side in making sure you're addressing it one way or another and saying, buyer, you will make it, or buyer, you will not make it.
Right.
If buyer doesn't make it,
right,
then you're going to lock the buyer down on certain other actions. Or in certain cases, if the numbers still need to be run, you'll give the seller the unilateral option to force the election, because, of course, the regulatory right is solely with the buyer. So this this dynamic is actually shown on page 15 on the sell side. We've got a note there, I think, third point down, U.S. buyer goal, achieve a step up. On foreign sub-assets for guilty. Put a note there, caution as to creeping acquisition and 338 election. Okay, and that's the point earlier that guilty, when I was saying it doesn't mix well, Carol, I wasn't directing it at you. I was directing it at the Congress.
I took no offense.
Okay. I think this is our third panel together this fall, so it was directed at Congress. And, you know, creeping acquisitions, and there's this again is where guilty doesn't mix well.